It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Brian Noonan.
Well, I'm still reeling from Julia's weather forecast, but I think we all are. It's this yo-yo of March weather here in Wisconsin. But we will endeavor to still spin the wheel and share stories that you may not have heard. And if you miss any of the details, by all means, text the word SPIN to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. All right, Kristen, here we go.
Depeer.
All right. Well, we hear about our local schools facing budget shortfalls all the time. Those financial issues aren't limited to local school districts, though. Facing a multi-million dollar deficit for the 2027 school year, St. Norbert College, Vince Vitrano's alma mater, if you did not know that, has started making cuts. Faculty reported being terminated late last week, marking a dramatic end to questions of faculty cuts after months of uncertainty. The Green Bay Press Gazette reported that 21 positions will be cut this year and six next year, according to the information provided by the college. Of the 106 faculty, 66 will remain, with 13 positions left vacant. College President Lori Dorner reportedly met with the cut faculty in 15-minute intervals, starting early in the morning and continuing into the afternoon. There are numerous majors on the chopping block, ranging from theology and geology and art. Some of the other majors being dropped are international studies, theoretical math, applied math, and physics. All currently declared majors and minors will be able to complete their programs. To cut tenured faculty, the college had to declare retrenchment, which requires either financial crisis or deterioration of St. Norbert's financial stability, quote, which, if it is allowed to continue, would threaten its survival.
Wow. Maybe Vince needs to make some more donations.
Yeah.
Get some more of those well-heeled alums. And those don't sound like frivolous majors, you know, physics and theoretical
math.
And applied math, international studies. Those sound pretty, you know.
Yeah.
The list of majors that is being cut is very, very long. So that is going to be a big impact at St. Norbert's, to say the least. All right, we will spin it once again.
Madison.
All right. I was shocked by this, Kristen,
okay.
But you grew up in Madison. Maybe you've heard of this before. They have fines for using too much salt on the sidewalk.
It doesn't surprise me because there's, mostly because I think there's been environmental concerns about too much salt.
Look
in the waterways.
Attention. Yeah. You are correct. Because spring is starting this week, but as you heard Julia say, there is snow in the forecast. That's how it is here in Wisconsin. No big deal. But even though we had a relatively mild winter, violations for excessively salting sidewalks in Madison nearly tripled this winter compared with last year, but still only numbered in the single digits, according to the city. A report in the State Journal said enforcement spiked on residents dumping too much salt as freezing temperatures persisted throughout the winter, despite the limited amount of snowfall. So between November and the end of February, Madison Building Inspection issued 8 notices of violation, which is not a lot, but I guess it's okay, for excessive salting compared with only 3 next year. Now, this is where it gets a little weird, because none of those notices resulted in a fine. The city tries first to get compliance from the residents. So the city has tried to reduce the use of salt to clear roads and sidewalks because of the harm salt can cause to the city's chain of lakes and groundwaters. But salt enforcement is complaint-based too, which means residents have to contact the city building inspection to have a sidewalk checked for the violation. So if you're a Karen and you think your next-door neighbor put a little too much salt on the sidewalk, you have to call the city. The city's not going around it's a strange system.
But it's also because aren't you also on the hook if you don't salt and
yes.
someone gets hurt by slipping on your part of the sidewalk?
Yes. And the thing is, there was no guideline in what I was reading that said how much is too much. They said a lot of the complaints came because people were salting when the temperatures were as cold as they were, like below zero or whatever. So people throw a little salt out to make sure that things don't ice over, but who knows? That's where it's arbitrary.
Oh.
Because there were dozens of complaints. A lot of them didn't pan out to do anything. They were not violations because they either weren't on public sidewalks or the amount of salt doesn't constitute a violation. Again, I don't know if they come up with a ruler. I don't know. And if you're calling the city because I salted my steps, forget it. Anyway, last year, complaints received by the city rose in the winter. There were 114 complaints last year. And 979 the year before that. So
okay.
Man. All right. I get the environmental impact, but come on. Here's the thing. Do you want to call the city on me, or do you want to fall and break your back? You decide, Karen. You decide.
God.
All right. That's Spinning the State. If you want any details, text SPIN to 855-616-1620. That's Society Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line. When we come back, Sophie Carson is going to join us. She's a reporter with the Journal Sentinel who has been covering this story that's getting a lot of attention. 37-year-old Milwaukee woman has been deported to Laos. Problem is, she's never been to Laos. Why is this happening? What is her partner doing? And what's going on with this story? Why is it getting so much attention? We'll talk to Sophie after this on Spanning the State.